Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Zagreb on a historic first ever visit to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. Iran-Israel conflict enters sixth day. Israel claims destroying Iran's internal security headquarters. Iranian Supreme Leader vows not to surrender. India launches Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran. Government to launch fast-tag-based annual pass to allow seamless, cost-effective travel across national highways. Election Commission announces 15-day window for delivery of voter cards. Central government employees covered under Unified Pension Scheme to be eligible for gratuity benefits. And Indian animation film Desi Oon wins jury award at Annecy International Animation Festival in France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković received Mr. Modi at the Franjo Tuđman Airport. At his arrival, he was welcomed with traditional cultural performances. During the ceremonial reception, Croatian kids welcomed him with Namaste greetings. Croatian group of spiritual people chanted Vedic mantras and native dancers performed Kathak Nritya. Mr. Modi met the Indian diaspora and Croatian friends of India. Both leaders will participate in a welcome ceremony at St. Mark's Square and sign the Book of Impressions. We now take you live to our correspondent Sanjeev Kumar Singh, who is in Zagreb to cover the Prime Minister's visit. Sanjeev, what is the latest update you can share with us from the ground?
Yes, Valsa, delegation-level talks between India and Croatia is underway in Banski Dvori, which is the official residence of Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković. Following this talks, both sides will sign four agreements in the field of technology, agriculture, education, and culture. The day has already witnessed several key diplomatic moments. Earlier today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a warm ceremonial welcome at St. Mark's Square by his Croatian counterpart. And the leaders exchanged pleasantries and gifts, followed by the signing of Book of Impression by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, marking the significance of the historic first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. Yes, Valsa.
Right. So how would you rank the significance of this visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia? It's the first ever.
Well, sir, relations between India and Croatia is much important, as Croatia is supporter of Indian permanent seat in UNSC, and as well as India and Croatia both are working to fight against the terrorism. And India is eyeing to finalize the India-EU free trade agreement by this by end of this year. So the Croatian role may be important for that also.
Right.
The Prime Minister's visit to Croatia and Cyprus is in the view of India and EU free trade agreement.
Right. Thank you, Sanjeev, for those details. In just a short while, both Prime Ministers will issue a press statement outlining the outcome of their discussions and the way forward for India-Croatia relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India has never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the U.S. for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ne Rashtrapati Trump ko spash roop se kaha ki is pure ghatnakram ke dauran kabhi bhi kisi bhi star par Bharat-America trade deal ya America dwara भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day, with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. The attacks came after Iran launched more missiles towards Israel, including the hypersonic Fateh projectile, claiming the weapon broke through Israeli air defenses. Israel's Defense Minister Katz claimed that Israeli jets destroyed the Iranian regime's internal security headquarters. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defrin has said that the IDF hit 1,100 targets in Iran since the conflict began. On the other hand, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. In a televised address, Khamenei said Iran will stand firm against an imposed war. Responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's call for surrender, Khamenei said the Iranian nation will not surrender. U.S. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, declined to reveal his position on joining Israeli strikes on Iran. Speaking to the media at the White House, Mr. Trump said Iran is in big trouble and wants to negotiate. However, he also made it clear that Iran can, under no circumstances, have a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has warned that direct U.S. military assistance to Israel could radically destabilize the situation in West Asia. A report.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that Israeli airstrikes have damaged two key centrifuge production sites, one in Karaj and another in Tehran Nuclear Research Center. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei has warned that any U.S. involvement would be a recipe for an all-out war in the region. Tehran has vowed to respond forcefully to further attacks, with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei condemning Israel for striking while nuclear talks with U.S. were still ongoing. The conflict has sparked mass civilian evacuations in Iran. Thousands are fleeing Tehran, with heavy traffic clogging highways out of the capital. Reports of widespread damage and civilian injuries are mounting. In Israel, air raid sirens continue to sound in multiple cities. Ben-Gurion Airport remains closed and U.S. Embassy and Consulate have suspended operations through the end of the week. Israel has issued evacuation warning to residents in southwestern Tehran, signaling that more strikes could follow. The crisis is reverberating across the Gulf. Dubai and other cities remain on high alert, bracing for any potential spillover. In a humanitarian gesture, the United Arab Emirates has waived visa overstay penalties for Iranians unable to return home due to the hostilities. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of the deteriorating situation due to the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran has evacuated 110 Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia yesterday. The students travelled by road to the Armenian capital Yerevan under the supervision of Indian missions in Iran and Armenia. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that these students departed Yerevan on a special flight this afternoon and will arrive in New Delhi in the early hours tomorrow as part of the initial stages of Operation Sindhu. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today announced that the central government employees covered under the Unified Pension Scheme will now be eligible for retirement and death gratuity benefits. Addressing a press conference on the completion of 11 years of NDA government, the minister said the move addresses a significant demand of government staff and brings parity in retirement benefits. The government will introduce a fast tag-based annual pass priced at 3,000 rupees from the 15th of August this year, which will enable seamless and cost-effective travel across national highways throughout the country. This annual pass will be valid for 1 year from the date of activation or up to 200 trips. This pass is designed exclusively for non-commercial private vehicles such as cars, jeeps and vans. In a social media post, Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari made this announcement and said that this move will be a transformative step towards hassle-free highway travel. The Election Commission has decided to fast-track electors' photo identity cards, EPICs, delivery to the electors. Now, the electors will get EPICs within 15 days of update in the electoral rolls. The Commission has introduced a new standard operating procedure enabling the faster delivery of EPICs, including new enrollment of an elector or change in any particulars of an existing elector. According to the Commission, the new system will ensure real-time tracking of each stage right from the EPIC generation by the electoral registration officer till the delivery of EPIC to the electors. Desi Oon, an animation film by filmmaker Suresh Eriath, has brought international acclaim to Indian animation by winning the Jury Award for Best Commissioned Film at the Annecy International Animation Festival 2025 in France. The film was recently crowned Best Film at the World Audio, Video and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025, which was held in Mumbai. In addition to the Annecy honour, the film has also been shortlisted at Cannes Lions 2025 in the Film Craft Lions category, making it a landmark achievement for India's animation industry. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, the director of the animation film Suresh Eriath shared his experience.
It has really amazing contributions from artists like Swanand Kirkire, Rajat Dhulakia, Rasool Pukuti, who won the Oscar. We had a great team working together, and we had to actually go to the pastures and understand how the shepherds and the sheep live to really have authentication of how their lifestyle is, and that we could reflect back into the film.
At least 208 victims of the Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad have so far been identified through DNA matching, and 173 bodies have been handed over to their families. Medical Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Joshi, told the media, authorities are matching DNA samples to establish the identity of the victims, as many bodies were charred beyond recognition or damaged. The benchmark domestic equity indices today failed to maintain initial gains and ended with marginal losses for the second straight session amid mixed global cues following escalation in geopolitical tensions. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed with cuts. In the FIH Hockey Women's Pro League, match between India and Argentina is underway at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Zagreb on a historic first ever visit to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. Iran-Israel conflict enters sixth day. Israel claims destroying Iran's internal security headquarters. Iranian Supreme Leader vows not to surrender. India launches Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran. Government to launch fast tag-based annual pass to allow seamless, cost-effective travel across national highways. Election Commission announces 15-day window for delivery of voter cards. Central government employees covered under Unified Pension Scheme to be eligible for gratuity benefits. And Indian animation film Desi Oon wins Jury Award at Annecy International Animation Festival in France. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.